Yeah, 2012 season is over. Like you said, a tough way to end it. The game got out of control, but you know, we stayed fighting like we have the whole year. But you know, when you're not making plays, you can't expect to win ball games.
What's next now, Rasheen? That's the obvious question going forward. What's next for you?
Family. Live life. Keep loving God. Keep putting God first. He'll direct me. You know, whatever the path is, you know, I'm accepting of it, and make the best of it. That's what I've done my whole career. We'll continue to do that. So, you know, it's in God's hands. No man control my destiny. But I'll make the best of whatever comes.
Safe to say you want to be here next year?
Well, I've been a Jaguar for 10 years. So, you know, comfort and family and, you know, loyalty is something that is there. So to, you know, after 10 years, could you think of being somewhere else? Probably not, but in reality and how the league works, is it a possibility? Yes, I understand that. But, you know, that's out of my hands, so I don't control that. I could just control what I do, and right now the season is over, so enjoy my family, and, you know, just keep grinding, stay strong, and the rest will take care of itself.
Chances are the guy who signed you will not be here. How much does that think impacts your future if there's a new regime? Think they'll just want to move on from a lot of guys?
Oh, well, yeah, that's a question that I can't answer. But, you know, James Harris was the GM when I first got here, so it wasn't up under Gene, and Gene took over after that.
In the building.
Yeah, he was in the building. But, you know, I can't control whatever happens, it happens. Mm-hmm. You know, it's to me to make front office or try to guess what the front office would do. I'm too smart for that. It's 10 years, and I know that no player in this locker room can know that, can know their future with the team once it's in the hands of the front office. All we can control what we do here on the field and how we perform, and the rest of it will take care of itself.
Sums it all up, doesn't it?
Yeah. It's one of those days we just didn't, you know, things didn't go our way. I mean, you know, turnover for touchdowns and, you know, those couple returns. Those are the type of things we can't have. I mean, we can't hurt ourselves to win ball games, and that's the type of thing we got to overcome.
We've talked about your future here the last couple of weeks. Any feelings? Any different kind of feelings now that the season is over?
I mean, it's tough. I mean, it's emotional. Obviously, my family was there. I wanted them to be there just in case. You know, I've always said I do want to come back. I really feel like I can, and you know, I wouldn't want to go anywhere else. I mean, I love this team and what we can do. And so hopefully we get that opportunity.
How much of that hinges on Gene, do you think? And there are reports out there now that he's going to be let go.
I don't know. I mean, I'm just going to let whatever happens, happens. I can't control that stuff. Everything I can control is done now. And, you know, hopefully everything will turn out. It's just, you know, it's just kind of waiting now.
Did you walked off the field? Did you say, this could be it? Or
Yeah, I mean, I did. I mean, obviously... you just never know. I mean, you don't know. I mean, I don't know what the future is going to bring. So, I mean, I did want my family there to be able to see the game. And it's always weird walking off, never knowing if that is the last time.
Different note, 290 yards in office. Before that interception, did you feel like you guys were in as good a rhythm as you were all year?
I thought we were doing a good job moving the ball. I mean, we had gone kind of our hurry-up offense a little bit there. And, you know, it's really been working great for us all year. And it was working well again today. We were able to move the ball really well. We were able to score right away. And so obviously it was definitely you know, a good step for us offensively.
How much change is needed around here to get to where you guys once were?
I don't think there's that much needed. I mean, we're so close. We really are. I mean, it's just little things. You know, just we just got to over – we can't hurt ourselves. I mean, that's, I think, the biggest thing. And we're so close in a lot of games. We really are. That's why I truly do believe in this team. This is an unbelievable team, the way we come to work every day. And that's what you need to have. And we're really that close. So I can't wait to see what happens next year.
Are you kind of interested to see how this offseason unfolds?
Yeah, no. You know what I mean? We battled this year, you know, as a team. Everybody in this locker room right now, nothing but the utmost respect because what we went through, I mean, we had some unusual things happen. You know, and we kept grinding, kept coming to work every week. So it's a little bittersweet. So, you know, I kind of want to get this bad taste out of my mouth, go away for a while, relax, and come back recharged and ready to do what we're supposed to do.
Reports out there that Gene Smith is going to be let go. Nobody knows for sure. But how much loyalty is there to a guy like that who gives you another extension? And, you know, do you take that into consideration?
Yeah, without a doubt. Obviously, you hate to see somebody go, especially a good man like that. You know, as long as I've been here, he's been a straight shooter. A lot of respect for Gene.
It's an unusual game. I probably recall one game that I've been in. It was, you know, sort of like that. But, you know, we were up, man. The thing, you know, I don't know what happened first, the turnover or the return for a touchdown. But, you know, and things just got out of hand quickly, and we just weren't able to bounce back and weren't able to, you know, get a win today. So it sucks. You know, everybody, you know, we've been talking about it for a long time. Everybody wanted to finish with a win. You know, this is what we got today.
So are coming. How much do you want to be a part of this future here in Jackson?
I mean, I definitely want to stay. You know, Jacksonville is my home. You know, I'm in Jacksonville year-round. But, you know, I've been fortunate enough to be around and see a lot. You know, I know it's a business, so... but, you know, I really love to stay. And, you know, the record don't show it, but we are heading the right direction. We, you know, we do have pieces in place. And, you know, it's just going to take some more work, some more time, and things will turn around. I do want to be a part of that.
The fall guy could be Gene Smith. There's some reports out there. How much of kind of like the loyalty part do you, as players, or responsibility, do you feel that at all, coach or GM, or if that does happen?
I mean, until I hear something from, you know, Gene or you know, Coach Malarkey or, you know, somebody on the team has to come tell her that I'm not going to believe it. And, you know, it's been speculation for weeks, and, you know, who knows? We all see time. You know, time will tell. So I tend not worry about things I ain't got no control over, and I think most of us is the same way. So you know, I ain't gonna get into speculation and all that because I don't know.
Obviously, you know, two of the pick sixes doesn't help. You know, two kick returns for touchdowns. It was within a 5-minute period, which we had totally control of what we were doing and how we're moving the ball. So it's on us. So,
were you trying to force things at all to Blackman just because, I mean, you have a wide receiver crew that you really haven't been around much?
Well, I mean, you know, obviously we knew he was out there, and some of the plays were designed for him, and trying to fit in some holes and you get hit. But, you know, I take all the credit for it. You know, I'm the one with the ball in my hand and making those decisions.
How do you assess what you've done here in the games you've started since you took over?
Well, I mean, you know, I felt I'd give it my all. I never gave up. And obviously, you know, you want plays back and want to play better. But overall, I felt, you know, I was playing very high level and doing some things that I wanted to do.
What's your approach now to going into 2013 and this offseason?
Well, I mean, we'll see. I'll obviously watch the film when I was in there, study myself, get better that way. Obviously, everything's up in the air right now, but, you know, I'm just going to try to get better each and every day in this offseason and be ready to go next season.
How much change needs to happen around here for you guys to get where you need to be?
I mean, we just need to handle what we need to do here. I mean, we have opportunities in games to win these games, and it's all on us. You know, obviously, you need some help some places, but overall, we're a team, and we had our chances to win the games.